The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In churches today, I find many people who don't want to be involved with government. They think that God and government don't mix. Actually, this attitude only reveals their ignorance of the Scriptures. The Bible tells us that God is, in reality, the source of government. It says in Romans 13:1, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." So all government authority originates with God Himself. He rules over all, as the Scripture says in 1 Chronicles 16:31. So since government comes from God, why wouldn't we want to understand it as God understands it? God created heaven, and those same people who say they shouldn't know about government or be involved with it want to know everything they can know about heaven. And they most certainly want to be involved with heaven. They want to live there for eternity. God created both heaven and government. Why wouldn't we want to know about government? Indeed, heaven has its own government. Paul wrote Romans 13 after he'd been caught up to heaven and had seen the government there. That became the pattern for his teaching about government. Likewise, the same God who created government created the church. Indeed, the church has government in it too. Those same people who want nothing to do with government want to be a part of the church. They generally never miss its meetings. Why would they want to know about and be part of one thing God made, but not another? Does that make sense? The church has reached this state because we bought into the humanist lie that spiritual things and earthly things should be separated. This has left us with the idea that Christianity is about eternity, not about earth right now. This is why Christian ideas are considered so outdated with people in the world. They've seldom seen us put forth from the Bible wisdom to solve problems like abortion and homosexuality or a depressed economy. Yet the Bible is filled with stories of people who walked with God and were His servants in government. Ezra taught the Jews returning to their land from captivity in Babylon how to structure their civil government. The Bible says he taught, quote, "statutes and ordinances in Israel." It continues that story, revealing how Nehemiah structured their civil government after the return to Jerusalem, according to the law of Moses. Daniel was a government aide to the kings of Babylon and Persia and influenced them with the truth of the Scriptures. America's founders believed that knowing God was not a reason to avoid involvement with government. Indeed, they believed that was the very reason to be involved. When they wrote our Declaration of Independence, they were attempting to create a government according to the teaching of the Scripture. They asked Sam Adams, who had worked persistently for the birthing of this new government, to give the address on the day the Declaration was signed by all the delegates. He stated this, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom all men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting of the sun, let His kingdom come." Sam Adams was teaching us that they were trying to restore the rulership of God in this land through civil government. It would not be perfect, but it would be godly. It would be that which would honor Jesus Christ and His law. Christian, are you avoiding being involved in government? Doesn't that say to your children that you don't care if they have the liberty to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.